Welcome back, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Seth McLaughlin. Seth is a Washington Times political reporter, and he's got a story in today's Times. In Walker recall, rode the White House runs through Wisconsin, and that is the absolute truth, isn't it, Seth?
Well, that's the narrative the Republican Party is kind of playing up here. Obviously, it's going to be hard to know whether that's true, because we got another 5 months until the big game. But, you know, it is going to tell us a lot, at least in Wisconsin, and give us some sort of sense nationally on where these fights over collective bargaining rights are going to go.
Yeah.
And unions in particular.
Yeah.
But, you know, whoever wins here, we can treat this much like some of the congressional special elections we've seen in the past. Whoever wins here is going to have kind of a pivot point for whatever sort of narrative they want to put forward. So if Governor Walker does win his recall, as polls suggest, then obviously Republicans are going to say, well, this shows we have the momentum, and this shows, in the case of Wisconsin, that this is a state we could actually win for the first time since, I believe it was 1984.
Yeah, that's true. What about the Democrats? What are they saying? Because I noticed over the past couple of weeks, they started to back away a little bit. Maybe they saw the big polling number for Walker. That gap has closed a little bit, if I understand correctly. So are they confident again, or what is your feeling there?
Well, polls would suggest that, you know, you might not want to be that confident about this one. plus, you know, Walker has got a lot of help from outside folks, a lot of money pouring into the race, because the people that like Walker really like him. As far as Democratic support, President Obama's been a no-show on this one.
Yeah.
And again, that's not a real surprise. I mean, Obama's got his own election to worry about. In the meantime, former President Clinton has made a trip out there, as well as some lower-level Democrats, such as Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. So, you know, they're pushing Democrats. Some Democratic figures are pushing hard for Barrett, but, you know, the big guns aren't turning out, and, you know, there's all kinds of different stuff that goes into that. But first and foremost being, if the guy's not going to win or potentially not win, you don't want to stand next to a loser.
Yeah. I noticed over the weekend, Axelrod said there are hundreds of lawyers on the ground to ensure a fair election. So what are we supposed to take away from that, that it's going to be unfair?
Well, as far as I can tell, it's going to be highly contested, you know, and who knows what to read out of what Axelrod is trying to say there, what he means to say.
Mm-hmm.
But this has definitely got a lot of people fired up all across the nation. It's kind of morphed into a national campaign again about collective bargaining rights and where states should go with that sort of thing. And perhaps that's what he's getting at. It's the intensity of the whole thing and the fervor on the ground.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk, if we can, a little bit about these swing states that are in play at this point. The most important states are what? Florida, Ohio, and Virginia?
Florida, Ohio, Virginia are key. You know, it always seems like it comes back to Florida and Ohio. And people want to expand the map or shrink the map. So, like we were talking about just now, in the case of Wisconsin, that's Republicans trying to kind of expand the map to grab a state that they haven't had since 84. Now, you know, the likely battlegrounds are Ohio and Florida. Ohio right now appears Obama has a slight edge over Romney. Again, with 5 months out, who knows how much weight to give to a poll like that. In Florida, it looks like Romney has a slight edge. And in Virginia, Obama also has a slight edge. But basically, if you look at these electoral college map, for those who aren't political junkies like us, you basically assign a number of points to each state based on population and other factors, and it comes down often every year to a few, or every presidential to a few important states that can swing it one way or the other. So it becomes kind of an addition and subtraction game on how the presidential candidates can make it to the 270 electoral votes they need to wrap this thing up.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't all that long ago we heard the left saying, hey, this is a lock. You know, Obama's got it. No matter which way you shape the numbers, he's going to come up with the 270 and he's in. I've noticed they've sort of backed away from that over the past month or so.
I think it's clear, you know, at least right now, this is going to be a tight one. And for those that are predicting the lock, I mean, they still have time for that dream to come true.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it shapes up. Who knows? If you look at all the different polling out there and that's available, especially in these swing states, it's close. It's tight. The jobs numbers definitely aren't helping President Obama. Last month, it was 69,000 jobs reported. The unemployment rate ticked up to 8.1%. And once, you know, the general public starts paying attention a little bit more, you know, that's going to matter. That's what it says polls are that people care about right now is the economy. And while President Obama might be the more likable guy at this point and hold a higher favorability rating at this point, if the economy is people's major concern, then Romney appears to have an advantage there. At least at this point in the race, that seems what seems to be the case and what the right could pivot on.
Yep. All right, well, it'll be interesting to see what develops tomorrow out in Wisconsin, and very interesting to see the spin from both parties after the election tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to come fast and furious.
For sure. All right, Seth, thanks for the update. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Andy.
Take care. Bye. Seth McLaughlin, Washington Times political reporter. Again, if you haven't checked it out in today's paper, in Walker recall, road to the White House runs through Wisconsin.